Okay. Beis Hashem, tonight what we're going to be doing is the halachos of sugar, brachos on sugar. It's actually a very fascinating machlokas rishonim. The halacha lemaisa is actually quite straightforward, but we'll spend a little bit of time going through the conceptual background as well, and mention just a few basic halachos that come from the mechaber about different spices and so on. So zok de'eligim mechaber reish beisiv tezvav ala sukar mevorech shahakol on sugar, you make shahakol, and that's halacha lemaisa. V'chein ha-motze it's konim mesukos shahakol. Those who suck out of a sugar cane also break a bracha shahakol. The reason why the Mechaber says this in two different ways is that these are two different phenomenons. One is a sugar that was cooked from a cane. So then in such a case, it gets a shahakol. As well as I might have thought, maybe if you're sucking it directly from the sugar cane itself, so the sugar cane could possibly get a bar priya damar, or a bar priya eitz. So nevertheless, halacha is that it gets a shakal. What's the background behind it? So let's take a look at first the Mishabur and then we'll go through the Be'er Halacha. Al suka pir shebar tzosim g'deil m'konim m'sukim self denosim v'ashem me'en achik b'vid yud melu melech. That's how the Rambam explains it. Shakal, why? So the Rambam says, the lo adifi midvash t'marim. It's no better than honey. D'chashvinan le'rak k'zeh ba'amal b'chasa shakal. So he says it would be A, Zeya. B is it would be Nishtanu al Yidei Habishal. However, when it comes to Motzeit Kanim, so there it's not so pashut. When it comes to Motzeit Kanim, so there, as we mentioned before, that you're taking it from the cane itself. So why there is it a shahakol? So says the Mishavru kemi tamanal da hakana ba'atzmo who eats ba'alma v'yev shalo achlo el sheish bo mesikus v'im kein lo odif ha-motzeitz me'a eitz me'ilusachat es hazeh. There's no difference between the two because you're just sucking out the sweetness. Then he says the same would apply to licorice. However, points out the Mishavru that this is not pashut, that the two are quotes from the Beis Yosef, they could very well be, that the halacha is that on these things you can make either a borei pri adama, or even possibly a borei pri ha'etz. Why? So the reason is, because the Tur is cholik on the Rambam. The Be'er Halacha quotes, that the Tur says, what are you talking about? It's domui l'tvash tmarim. He says, the tmarim are not omeid, the dates are not made, are not generally grown for its zeya that comes out, its honey. Masha Enkin says the Be'er Halacha on the second line, it's made for the schita sasukar. It could very well be that it will get to have a din of a pri. If it has a din of a pri, so then it could very well be that the halacha is that you look at even what comes out of the pri as the pri itself. I'll give you an example. Zeisim va'anovim. Zeisim va'anovim, it's not considered zeva ba'alma. So then it could very well be, if it's the primary product of the sugar cane, so then it could get either a bari pri adama or a shahakol. And this is the shita of the tour. Ad kidekach, that he says, the Be'er Halacha quotes in the Kesef Mishnah, seven lines from the top. Ube emes beretz mitzrayim shisham gidein mosan konin im karim la'alafim, im kein eini karim dafka l'sachtam, ulahachi af shesachtam lo'odif mishar me'per she'inim elezeya, v'chein yisigur radvaz, el de be'emes im zeu ikrita, okay, this is getting a little bit too involved in the Be'er Halacha. So this is the basic discussion. So therefore, since there are some who say that the bracha is going to be a borei pri ha'etz or a borei pri adama, but the evid, if one made a shahakol in such a case, a borei pri adama, borei pri ha'etz, could very well be that you're yotze. Ad kidei kach that the Kaf HaChaim says that he's not convinced that if you have sugar in front of you, as well as a fruit and a vegetable, then in such a case you should make a bracha of borei priya eitz on the fruit first, because it could be then that you were yotzei the bracha on the sugar, because there's a lot of tzaddim to say that the sugar should get a borei priya eitz, and therefore the Kaf HaChaim learns that l'chatchila one should make a bracha in that order. The Be'er Halacha, in other words, in the order of making the shahakol first, even though normally we make a borei priya eitz. There's a long Be'er Halacha, and then the Be'er Halacha goes on and says, he's mefalpel, what we alluded to about borei priya eitz, borei priya adama, that I didn't want to get too involved with. The Be'er Halacha concludes that there's one case where he says is a davar pashut, that you make a borei priya adama. In his days, the Chavetz Chaim felt that on most sugar you should make a borei priya adama, not a shahakol. And the halacha has changed. What's that? A sugar beet. In those days, they had beets, and much of the sugar in Radin in those days came from beets, which were called sugar beets. So on page 218, the Be'er Halacha says it's pashut, that the sugar beet is grown for sugar, and that's the ikar product of the pri, and therefore the bracha is going to be a borei priya adama. However, that's not nogea for us today, because our sugar comes back from the sugar cane, and then it gets back to the discussion of the Rambam and the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, then it gets a shahakol, adkan, for sugar. Sifta zayin, al pilpel v'zangvil yuvashim, on pepper and ginger, v'avaklav shel gerufi naiglich, which I'm not sure exactly that is, chol keyotze v'zah, she'en derech lechlam el yedei t'ruvos. In general, what we're talking about, spices, ein mevarchim aleim klum, they don't get any bracha. Al egaz moskat, there was a type of nut extract that's called muscat, borei priya eitz, then it gets a borei priya eitz. Al kanila, what's that in Yiddish? That's simrin. What's that? That's kinamon. Kinamon is cinnamon, borei priya adama. Now, of course, if the cinnamon is just being added to add some type of flavor, then in such a case it doesn't get a bracha, but those who are eating cinnamon by itself, so then in such a case it gets a bracha borei priya adama. Al pilpel v'zangvil shem retuvim, ginger that's moist. What we're talking about now is not the ginger that's ground up, but ginger that could be eaten as a root. So then in such a case, borei priya adama, gets a borei priya adama. Concludes the Ramah, kol haperos, sheyodeh ben shem ikar ha-pri mevarech lehem borei priya eitz, all fruits that we know are the ikar pri, so then in such a case you get a borei priya eitz, v'she'en an ikar ha-pri borei priya adama. So it really depends on whether we consider it the ikar pri or not. And that's going to be get involved with the question of sugar that we had mentioned earlier. Do you look at it as the ikar pri or not? So if it's the ikar pri, it gets a eitz. If it's not the ikar pri, it gets a adama. V'imu mesupakim u ikar pri alo, bar pri adama. V'inim eini yodei amahu, mevarech shakal. If you ever have a suffix, then it always gets shakal. There's more to add, but we've got to go to Meir.